Hello, this is Janet Michael. In addition to hosting The Valley Today each weekday at noon on the River 95.3, I also produce podcasts. And I'm excited to kick off season 2 of our podcast series in partnership with Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. It's called We Are REC. Every week we'll release a new episode talking to different people from REC about a host of different topics. We'll get tips for saving money on your electric bill. We'll talk about renewable energy and the impact it can have in our communities. We'll get some behind-the-scenes info about what happens when the power goes out in a storm. Don't miss out on information about community grants, scholarships, REC-hosted events, and more. Get every single episode on our website at theriver953.com under the podcast tab, or you can subscribe for free in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or on Spotify. Just do a quick search for We Are REC. We are having a conversation today with Casey Hollins. She is the Director of Communications and Public Relations for Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. Casey, thank you for meeting me on the Zoom screen today. We are still mid-pandemic, so I appreciate you taking some time to have a conversation with me today.
Well, thank you so much for taking time to talk with me today. It's really good to be able to talk with you over Zoom and to still be able to produce these podcasts for the listeners and to get some really important information out. So I'm glad that we've found a system that works.
So I understand the topic that we're going to discuss today is scams and how to avoid being scammed, which is sad in today's current climate that in the middle of a pandemic, scams seem to be popping up even more than what they would during normal times. And I didn't realize so many of them were related to our electric bills. So tell me what's going on.
Like you said, it's really unfortunate that there are individuals out there that do take advantage of others during situations where we're in a crisis like we have been. But I'm sure that most of the listeners have probably heard us say or have read in something that we've put out that at Rappahannock Electric Cooperative, safety is our top priority. And we certainly keep that at the top of mind all the time when it comes to the work we do on the power lines, but we also keep the safety of our member owners at the forefront of everything that we do as well. So whenever we receive reports, and unfortunately we have received reports since the pandemic occurred from members where they have received a phone call or some other method of communication from someone trying to scam them into paying their bill or threatening to disconnect them because they haven't paid their bill. So we just wanted to talk today about how our member owners and the community in general can just be more aware of the types of scams that are out there. And we also just wanted to let them know the things that we would not do in an effort to try to communicate with them about their bill payment. There's quite a few different types of scams, and I can just jump right into them, or if you have any questions before I get into that, we can chat a little bit more about how people are scammed.
Let's jump into them because I'm sure I'll have questions as you're telling me what they are.
Okay. Well, we'll talk first about bogus bills, and it's a common utility scam. And like I said, this doesn't just affect the Rappahannock Electric Cooperative member owners. I know that other utilities have certainly and unfortunately experienced very similar situations with their customers as well. So bogus bills. So what happens is that a scammer will send someone a suspicious email, and in that email, it will include a bill that appears to be from their utility company. If a member or a customer receives one of those emails, they should never open the attachment or click the links in the suspicious emails for lots of reasons. Cybersecurity is certainly a threat right now and has been, but from Rappahannock Electric Cooperative, every month, if a member owner has signed up for My REC Smart Hub, they will receive an email letting them know that their bill is available, but they won't receive anything demanding that they make a payment. So just be aware of the method that we use for communicating with you that your bill is available, and save that email address so that if you do get something else that's suspicious, it'll trigger your awareness and you'll know not to click on that.
And typically attachments are a red flag anyway, when you get them from whether it's your cable company, like you said, it's across a lot of the utilities, or your electric company. I know I get my bill notification that it is ready from Rappahannock Electric, and it doesn't have an attachment. It typically just tells me what the amount is and where I can go to view the entire bill, which makes it really nice to know when it comes through, I'm expecting it and I know it's above board.
Exactly. So it's really important. Just remember, pay attention to the emails that you do get from us like that, and remember the email address so that any scammer won't be able to pull one over on you through that bogus bill attempt.
So the next thing you have here on your list is something called smishing. And I don't know that I've heard of smishing before.
Yeah, so a lot of people today rely on their mobile phones or mobile devices for receiving information. And one of the things that scammers do is they will attempt to trick someone using their mobile phone. And smishing is short for SMS phishing. So text message phishing. They'll send you a text message. It might look legitimate and it'll attempt to get you to share personal information or click on a link. And while we do send text messages to our member owners, we're not going to ask for information. And again, when a member signs up for my REC Smart Hub and they do opt into our text message system, then you could save that contact and you would know that the text message you're receiving is legitimate. And again, we wouldn't ask you to click a link to make a bill payment. We wouldn't ask you to provide information about your account. And actually, with Rappahannock, you can't communicate back and forth with us using the text message. It's right now set up just for us to be able to send you reminders.
So it's just one way, which is really good information to know as well.
Yes.
The overpayment trick, how would that work?
Scammers will typically call and they'll claim you have overpaid your bill. And then they'll ask you to provide personal banking information so that the overpayment can be returned back to you. And while we definitely would notify our members if they did make an overpayment, we wouldn't ask them to provide personal banking information. We don't actually take our member information by phone. If members need to make a payment or conduct any sort of business with us, we have a third-party system that enables our member owners to do that. So please be aware that if you ever receive a call from someone claiming to be from Rappahannock Electric and they ask for personal banking information, that it would not be us communicating with you.
Wow. And that's good information to have too. It's very similar to the IRS in particular is never going to call and say, we need your credit card number or your social security number. These are all pretty in line with what we should be in the know about these days.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Okay. Disconnection deception, I'm guessing, is kind of along the same lines where they're saying your bill is going to be disconnected unless you give them money immediately.
And I would say that's probably the most common that our member owners have experienced. And especially now when we're not disconnecting for non-payment, if you ever receive a phone call, or we've had situations where people have had someone come to their home and deceptively claim to be one of our representatives, if that ever happens, please know that that's not us, especially now during the pandemic. There are rules in place that prohibit Rappahannock Electric and other utilities from disconnecting for non-payment, and we would not be contacting you, asking you to make your payment and threatening to disconnect if you don't. What we are doing instead is proactively working with our member owners to let them know the different ways that they can pay their bill or to help them set up payment arrangements to keep them from falling so far behind. But we would never call you or come to your home and demand that you make an immediate payment. Now, with that said, we do send reminders, and those reminders might be sent by phone, but they're not reminders that are demanding that a payment be made.
And aren't they typically through an automated system? Like you mentioned before, it's not typically a real person. It's usually a recording that says, please contact us in regards to your payment or something along those lines, isn't it?
Yes, that's exactly right. We actually create those automated phone calls ourselves. And so whenever a reminder call is sent to any of our members, and we do those not just for bill purposes, we do those if we're doing work area or any other messages that we need to inform you about, but we do those at the co-op ourselves. And again, like you said, it is a recorded message, not someone calling you and speaking to you over the phone. And again, I just want to reiterate that we have suspended disconnections for non-payment. We're not going to call you and demand payment on your account because it's falling behind. We don't have collection agencies that contact our member owners by phone. So if you ever receive a call and you think it's suspicious, we recommend that you reach out to your local law enforcement, first of all, especially if you fell victim to that suspicious phone call, and then also call and let us know. And that just helps us to get warnings like this out to other member owners, but to also be aware of what's happening in our communities.
We've talked about this in previous podcasts. If your power is out, make sure you call, even if you think your neighbor has. This is kind of the same thing. If you have been scammed or feel like someone was trying to scam you, please reach out and let you know this is going on, because you need to know that it's happening so that you can then let everybody else know, and then also local law enforcement, especially if somebody's coming to your front door, knocking on your door in person and demanding payment. The local law enforcement definitely needs to know about that.
That's exactly right. And like I said in the beginning, safety is our top priority. And with that, we have established really strong relationships with the local law enforcement in the communities that we serve. So we are able to communicate with them once a member reports suspicious activity like this. And even prior to the pandemic taking place, we had episodes that would occur throughout the year. So we've definitely seen, not just here, but in other parts of the country, where these types of scams have certainly increased. But right now, our priority is to keep you informed. And the best way that we can do that is by you sharing any reports of the suspicious activity with us. And like you said, it really does help us to be aware of what's happening in our communities, and then let those around you know to be aware and alert themselves.
Do you have information about these different types of scams on the Rappahannock Electric Cooperative website?
Whenever a potential scam has occurred, we put out news alerts. And so within our newsroom, we have several alerts. And regarding the different types of scams that I talked about today, that's definitely something that I'll make sure we get added to the website, so that anyone who's looking for information, and I'll also send it to you so you can make it available to listeners in the podcast notes.
Fantastic. Well, Casey, thank you so much for giving me some inside information so I can be safer and not be scammed. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. And like I said, we just want everybody to stay safe.